60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, you know, you've probably heard of Movember, where for entire month of November, men grow out their mustaches and don't shave to raise money and awareness for men's health issues. And as a dude, it's kind of fun to just let your facial hair grow out and see how gnarly and disgusting it can get by the end of the month.
I know. I like that. How many guys actually raise money when they do it?
No, they just do it to be like, I'm crazy. I'm growing a mustache.
I have one guy friend who sends out an email like, hey, will you donate to this link? And nobody else does.
Yeah. Most of my friends have no idea it's for any kind of health issue.
It's just so you can go out to the bars and go like, I look like an idiot right now.
Look, I got a beard, kind of.
But what about women? What month-long holiday do they get? Well, ladies, it's time to throw your razors in the trash because there's a new movement that's going viral right now. It's called Janu-Hairy.
I love the name.
And it's where women are supposed to go the entire month of January without shaving off any of their body hair. Just let it grow in long and proud.
I already do that. I'm kind of upset by this. Not because, let me tell you, not because I'm upset that women grow body hair. Of course we do.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to get Freedom Pits in July going for the past 2 years, and nobody's with me.
Yeah.
Like, Freedom Pits make sense. It's July. People will see it. January, nobody's going
to
see. Right. Like, you're all clothed up.
Jump
like, that doesn't count.
January trend. It's to encourage body positivity. And it all started by a drama student in England who started growing out her hair for a role in a show. And after a few weeks, she began to really appreciate her own body hair and turned it into a movement. And now thousands of women are posting photos on social media showing off the length of their body hair.
But think about it. As a woman, you don't even know what your body hair looks like because you literally have shaved it since probably before you really hit puberty.
That sounds great. I wish I was shaving before puberty.
I know. You want to be like a hairless mole or something.
I do. I hate hair.
Yeah, I know you do.
And it's not because I think it looks disgusting. I just don't like it on me. I would
still like the feel of your hair.
I would love to be a naked mole rat.
Do you think this is going to become a thing for every month? Al Feb, you hairy?
It's just,
like,
we just give up.
Yeah, we don't want to grow back. We don't want to shave our hair anymore at all. Which is,
It's just an excuse.
It's just an excuse. Keep it going. All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey is coming to studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock collar last and I got Brooke this morning. So Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Do you have a favorite condiment that you dump on everything?
Yes.
Like you put it on your fries, your salads, your hot dogs, your cereals? Well, a recent survey asked Americans about their favorite condiments and found the top answers in all 50 states. And they use a pretty loose definition of what a condiment is. Things like pesto, whipped cream, and Alfredo sauce all count. It's pretty much anything that you put onto another food.
Yeah,
that doesn't. Alfredo sauce carries the whole meal.
That's a good. It's all garlic.
Condiment
and cream.
Is for on the side of a meal.
But that's this is their definition for this survey.
Right.
Think of anything that you put onto another food.
Anything that's like a sauce, basically.
Yes. So with that in mind, some of the products that made the top five included Hidden Valley Ranch, extra virgin coconut oil, and Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Okay.
Name the other two condiments that made the top five. And again, this isn't necessarily the most used condiment, it's the favorite.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Not the most used, but the favorite. Like something that people are passionate about. You know, like, I love ranch dressing. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It was an issue and probably why I gained 20 pounds my freshman year of college. It goes on everything.
It really does.
You can put ranch on anything.
It's crazy.
My other favorite condiment is mustard.
Yeah, see, you and I both love mustard, but I don't know if everyone...
I don't think that it's like a favorite, though. There's not a lot of passion behind mustard.
Okay. I also feel like the way that Jeff set that question up, it's going to be like marinara sauce or something, you know,
weird.
Something that you're not thinking.
Because I know the top sales, even though he said it's not about sales, is mayonnaise and like salsa. But I don't know if that's popular.
Yeah, but with the way he was describing it, potato salad
doesn't
count
it doesn't
as
sound like
a
it's gonna be
condiment.
it's like
you know,
sriracha.
That's what I was thinking. Is, but you already have Frank's Red Hot Sauce. Like, would you do sriracha on the top of it?
I think so, because there's so many sriracha things now.
Yeah, but that's because
they didn't trademark their name, and so anyone can use it.
It's true. It is trendy.
I like sriracha, though. All right, I'll put sriracha on the list. I mean, ketchup, he didn't say. Like, it would be really weird to have the top five condiments and not have ketchup.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ketchup. Oh, what about queso? I'm going to go ketchup and queso.
And queso?
Yeah, I mean, if Alfredo counts as a condiment, queso counts as a condiment.
Okay, you're right.
A recent survey found Americans' favorite condiments in every state. And out of the top five highest, I gave you Hidden Valley Ranch, extra virgin coconut oil, and Frank's Red Hot Sauce. You had to name the other two. They are peanut butter.
What?
What?
That is not a condiment.
What are
people putting in? You make a whole sandwich out of it. Nobody eats a sandwich.
I told you the loose definition of a condiment. Pretty much anything
Nothing.
That you spread
there
on top of
no
another
definition.
Food. And the other one is one of the most popular breakfast
Bull
and
crap.
Dessert toppings around Nutella.
No!
Oh, I can see Nutella. That one's
I feel like
sriracha
you should get shot for this bowl.
Sriracha was number six, if it makes you feel a little bit better. Yellow mustard was eighth.
How are
mustard and peanut butter in the same conversation?
That
makes zero sense.
Weird
no
study.
One's eating a mustard sandwich.
Brooke, it's the modern age, okay? You got to graduate. It's a new time. It's not your old time anymore. Condiments have a broad meaning.
No.
You're pigeonholing
this
what a condiment is, and you need to graduate into the 21st century, ma'am.
That's true.
If peanut butter,
there's an old lady screaming on the other side of the room, and she needs to realize that we're in the modern age. Anything can be a condiment. If it wants to be Brooke,
either.
Gosh!
If peanut butter wants to be a condiment, that's fine. If that's what it identifies with,
Thank
it can
you,
be a
Jubal.
Condiment.
That's right.
How dare you assume?
You got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear the Fresh Prince of Bel Air theme, so you sing
this.
That before you get shocked.
He's going to be an angry French prince.
Back in my day.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spend most of my days, chilling out, maxing, relaxing all cool, and shoot some b-ball after I...
Moving 92.5.